wouldn't have eaten blood of anything, but they would, with people would say what they call blood pudding now and what kind of bread and stuff. And I wouldn't stay and see that old woman that used to make it, or I wouldn't stay and see her make it, because I couldn't take care.
All right. What about scrapple? Is scrapple a term that you're familiar with from hog killing? Cornmeal and the juice from head cheese, liver sausage, so forth. That's not a familiar one.
No, that's not. It sure is. I didn't sit in this community where I was raised.
All right. What about if butter becomes perhaps too old? You say the butter is...
The butter's just too old. It's done got rank.
Okay.
The old fella made the expression. He said, told my mother one time, says, I had supper at so-and-so's the other night, Janie's, and said the butter was so old it tasted like Ames. So that was getting pretty rank, wasn't it?
Must have been. All right, and what about a milk that has become thickened?
It's clabbered milk. That's when sweet milk is turning into what you call to be churned to make buttermilk and get your butter. That's a clabber.
All right. And a cheese product made from milk, homemade sometimes. Did you ever have a...
Never had any experience with that at all. I was just always told that they skimmed it and put it in something until they got so much of it and then let it age and process, but I never seen it.
Your mother didn't make
cottage
cheese or anything. All right, and what was the term when... You milked the cows and they put maybe a little thin something in and poured the milk through it. You say, well
that's a strainer. If you didn't have a wire strainer, you use a flour sack. That's what you use and call it straining your milk.
Okay. All right, and a dessert baked in a deep dish using apples. What did you call that?
Well,
maybe with a crust, or maybe with two crusts, or maybe with the crust in layers in there with apples and sugar.
Well, which a lot of times you call that an apple a pie, and you cook it in a certain way, and another way you could call it apple pudding, and then you cook it in another way, and you may have apple puffs and things like that.
Apple puffs. Now,
yeah.
What was the difference between apple puffs and the apple...
pie. Well, there was some difference because the puff was a pie was cooked in the pan, a good sized pan with some dough made and thick, you know, and then you put the apple and stuff in there, and then you put another piece over it and you cooked it and sprinkled a little sugar on it. Now, the puff, you just take a piece of raw dough and roll it out. And then you put you some apples on there and you take another little piece of dough and put over that and press it together around with a fork. And put that on a thing in the stove and just sit in there and let it bake. Cook it on top of the stove. And you see it didn't have the sweetening in it that your pie had. That was a puff. You also done the same thing with peaches. Peach puffs and apple puffs. Now some communities never knew about that. But
we didn't have peach puffs. All right, another word for food in general. Did you have a term that meant to got the food on the table? Another word for food?
Well, most of the things the older people would come say, the vittles is on the table, and that's about the only thing they say. That most of it, then when you get around more and about different communities and why people was educated more, why they'd say the dinner's ready or the supper's ready or thing like that. But ordinarily speaking, through the farm country, whenever the maid or the woman of the house got done already, she'd come and holler to the old man, as she'd always call him. She'd say, the vittles is on the table. The vittles is on the table.
All right, now here's something that might have, I don't know, maybe been used with the peach or apple puffs. A sweet liquid.